This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.
W4.
Give you a quick rundown. We've had the 4-minute cannon and the 1-minute cannon's just gone. So heading up the division is Fitzwilliam W2. Following them are St Ed W1, the confusingly similar looking Peterhouse W2, Jesus W3, which I'm stood by on in the motorway bridge, Kings W2, Hughes W2, Queens W3, Murray Edwards W3, Selwyn W3, the first of the Clare boats, Clare W3. Sandwiched between them and Clare W4 is Robinson 2. Behind them we have Kings W3, Emma W4, Jesus W4, Queens W4, Emma W5, and the sandwich boat, Churchill W2, that had the fantastic fluorescent pink flowers. So we're just about to get underway. All the bank parties have launched their boats into the river now, and we're just awaiting the start cannon any second now. Jesus looking quietly confident behind me. And the wind seems to have dropped as well, which should be a bit of an assistance for some of these more novice boats. And the race is underway. So Jesus rowing past me now, and ahead of them are Fitz W2, Nez W1, and Peterhouse W2, which should be coming into view. But right now, I've got Kings W2 rowing past me, very confident, actually. They've taken up a big start, and they've probably opened up a half-a-length lead on Hughes W2 behind them. And following them are Queens, again, probably about 2 lengths behind. So the boats are nicely spaced out at the start of this race. But perhaps Melissa, the first boat, are just coming into view at first post corner.
Yes, and it looks like W2 has opened up perhaps a half length extra lead from station. So they're now about 2 lengths, maybe even 2.5 lengths between them and St Ed's. W1, who look to be gained on by Peterhouse W2, but only by a little. And in fact, they are now, as they round first post corner, drawing away and managing to beat into a little bit of Fitzwilliam W2's lead. We then have Jesus W3, who have narrowed it to a length between Jesus W3 and Peterhouse W2. Yes, Pete.
It looks like there's good news for one of the Clare boats. So I've just seen Selwyn W3 pull over at the side of the river, and Murray Edwards W3 have gone past me, which means that Clare W3 look like they've bumped Selwyn W3. I'm going to walk down the river and try and confirm that, but Robinson W2 are the next boat that have gone past me after Murray Edwards. So it looks like... and there seems to be some sort of problem with the oar of the Robinson 2 in the number 3 position. I'll hand back to you, Melissa.
Okay, so as they round the corner into Grassy, Peterhouse W2, Jesus W3 and Kings W2 are all within half a length of one another. So it'll be whether Kings W2 can catch Jesus W3 before they bump Peterhouse W2. I then have what looks like Queens W3 approaching towards Hughes Hall, who look to be flagging as they round the first post there. So I think that Queens W3 will catch Hughes Hall W2 before the end of Grassy. Then I've just had Murray Edwards W3 go past looking strong, but they're unlikely to catch Queen W3. Claire, what can you see?
So we're here on Grassy Corner. Fitz and Edmonds have gone past. The real action is between Jesus and Peterhouse. Jesus are so close to Peterhouse now that they're nearly past the cocks with the bow ball. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a bump. Yes, and the Peterhouse cocks have conceded. Jesus has bumped Peterhouse. The real question now is that they can clear out of the way in time to let Kings W2 pass round the corner and pass all of the houseboats. That was a very dramatic bump there. But back to you, Melissa. What's going on down at your corner?
First post corner has now got very quiet indeed. I can see Robinson W2 coming round, making their way. They're not rowing particularly together, and they've got... I can't see any crew ahead of them, so that's at least 9 or 10 lengths. And then behind them, it looks like Emmanuel, perhaps? Yes, Emmanuel 4... look to be about 7 lengths coming round after Robinson W2. So Robinson, I think, will end up rowing over unless they get delayed by the various bumps that have happened in Grassy. Claire, has any more happened up near you?
Yeah, back at Grassy, Marshwoods have pulled in, which is slightly confusing because the nearest boat behind them was Robinson W2, so not totally sure what's happened there. The other people pulled in on the bank are Queens and Hughes Hall, who had a bump. Robinson W2 are coming around the corner now, and Murray Edwards are just sort of floating there. They're not utterly sure what's going on. Up onto the other end on Diffin and Longreach, is there anything there to report?
Yeah, I'm just standing on Diffin corner, and I'm watching the Fitzwilliam second boat go past me. And they are looking impressive as they go around the corner. They've opened up about a 3.5 length lead over St. Edmund's first boat. Eddie's first boat, they're taking it narrow around the corner, but they are very comfortable. Behind them, Kings, Peterhouse 2, they were bombed by Jesus 3, so they've just got Kings chasing them, and there's quite a big gap between them. What's happening at Grassy?
Murray Edwards has started off again, and they're going around the corner, so not quite sure what happened there. The nearest boat behind them is Robinson W2, who are actually surprisingly closely followed by Emmanuel W4. There was a bump in between with Kings and Clare, so now Robinson are being followed by the boat that was two boats behind them. And Emma, I would say Emmanuel's about a boat's length away from Robinson as they come round Grassy Corner into the stretch by the plough. There are no other boats behind them, so they've all pulled in because of various bumps.
Pete.
Yeah, Pete, down to you at the motorway bridge.
Okay, so just to...
Yes, Pete?
Yeah, just give you a quick rundown of what's happened at the bottom of the division. I think the reason that Robinson were so close, closely followed by Emmanuel, was that the three-seat of Robinson kind of got her oar stuck in the water for at least sort of 30 seconds that pretty much brought their boat to a halt. So even though there was a bump immediately behind them, they're now in danger of being overbumped. But the last crew that I saw go past me was Emma W4, which... to me, it makes it look like Queens W4 probably bumped Jesus W4, and Churchill W2, the sandwich boat, looked to have bumped Emma W5 as well. So I'll try and confirm that. But maybe we can go over to Andy now to round up the race and give us a final rundown.
Thanks, Pete. I'm just standing. I'm about midway down the Longreach now. And I'm actually just following to see if Kings 2, to see if they can get that overbump on Eddie's 1. And it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Eddie's 1, they're managing just to hold them off at the moment. Fitz have rode over a long way in front of Eddie's 1, probably about 5 lengths that gap now. And I think Eddie's are just about going to hold on from Kings 2. But Kings 2 will certainly hope to bump tomorrow. There aren't any more boats that have even reached the Longreach yet, so I'm still we'll stay on for another minute or so just to see if there is going to be any action late in this race, but at the moment not much happening down on the Longreach. Are there any final boats going past Grassy, Claire?
No, all the boats past Grassy have actually gone around and they've all pulled in. We've got loads and loads of crews pulled in on the bank here, which shows just how much bumping there was going on this race. I would be really interested to find out if Robinson W2 managed to escape the overbump from Emmanuel W4. I'm not sure what's going on down there. Have you any idea, Andy?
No, they've not actually come into view yet, so we will just wait and try and find out what has happened yet. I'll just walk myself back round the corner so I can get a slightly better view of it. But the only boats that are going past me are Fitz 2, Eddie's 1, Kings 2, who are going to row over, and Murray Edwards 3, who are going to row over. So we'll just walk back round the corner, and potentially, I've not seen Robinson yet, so there is a chance that they have stopped rowing, potentially been bumped. But I will try and, I'm walking around the corner now, I'll try and find that out as soon as possible. But no boats rowing past you now, Claire.
No, but what we know so far, based on the boats pulled in the bank, is that Jesus 3 bumped up on Peterhouse 2, Claire 3 bumped up on Selwyn 3, King 3 bumped up on Claire 4, Queen 4 bumped up on Jesus 4, and Churchill 2 sandwich boat bumped up on Emmanuel 5. Those are the bumps that we're pretty sure have happened so far.
Just to chip in there, I think Queen's 3 also bumped up on Hughes Hall W2, so I can see Churchill W2 at the end of the division. They're celebrating. Next to them, Claire W3 have got foliage in their hair as well, so That's another confirmed bump. And the King's boat, the King's W3, who bumped up on the other Clare 4, they're just salvaging some foliage from the side of the river now to celebrate their victory. So I think we've got it pretty much cleared up at the bottom of the division. Maybe I can give you a quick interview with one of the Clare rowers. They were cheering a second ago, but now they're all looking very, very embarrassed. So if you want to say a few words for Cam FM, you're live, so please don't swear. What's your reaction to bumping on the first day?
Great, like the most amazing feeling ever. We were amazing.
So are you on for Blades this year?
All the way, yeah, definitely. All the way.
Fantastic. Well, thanks a lot. She's looking very embarrassed.
There's a phone here. Who's this?
And Pete, I can confirm there has been an overbump. I can see the Emma crew, the W4 crew, putting foliage in their hair. So they and Robertson pulled into the bank behind them. And so there was an overbump. Emma, W4, they overbumped on Robinson 2. Between them, Clare 4 were bumped by Kingsbury. So that is, I believe I'm right in saying, the first overbump of Maybump 2013. Emma 4 on Robinson 2.
Maybumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
We had Fitz 2 and Eddie's 1 rowing over at the top of the division. Behind them, Peterhouse 2 were bumped by Jesus 3. Kings 2 rowed over. We then had Hughes Hall we were referring them to. But actually, the marshal just informed me actually that Hughes Hall, the women's side of the boat club, have combined with Lucy Cavendish. Apparently, they don't always do it, but sometimes if neither of them have got enough rows, they kind of combine into one college. So Hughes Hall and Lucy Cavendish, they were bumped. Their second boat were bumped by Queens 3. Murray Edwards 3 rowed over. We then had a huge kind of flurry of bumps at the bottom. Clare 3 bumped Selwyn 3. Robinson 2 were overbumped by Emma 4, with Clare 4 being bumped by Kings 3 in between. And two bumps at the bottom of the division. Jesus 4 bumped by Queens 4, and Emma 5 bumped by the sandwich boat Churchill 2. So they are all the bumps from the W4 division.
Maybumps.
Cam FM.